When this book came across my desk called The Rescue Dog, I realised that we had to have a conversation about it because pets are a huge part of our life. Many Victorians, many of you I know, decide to get a rescue dog, which is a lovely thing to do. And some of those animals are really beautiful creatures, but they're not without their challenges. So Laura Visceritis has written The Rescue Dog, a practical guide to adopting, training and living with a dog with emotional baggage. Laura, good morning.
Any chance to talk about dogs? Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. But I think what got me was the phrase emotional baggage, because let's be frank, they do come with that, yeah?
They do. I think lots of us who've had a life, who have a past, come with a bit of emotional baggage, and dogs are no different. And when you think about lots of dogs, not all dogs, but lots of dogs that are sort of impounded and relinquished to pounds, often have had a pretty ordinary start to life and haven't had much of a chance and haven't had much respect as to who they are or their emotions or their intelligence or their needs and wants and thoughts, and they don't have a great start. So when someone kind does come along and wants to give them a second chance at life that they deserve, often they're a little bit dubious of us, and it takes a little bit of time to get the trust and the respect. And that's one of the things I love most about rescue dogs, is that you do have to work for it, because they have already had this past, and you do kind of have to prove yourself to them just as much as they kind of need to prove themselves to you.
So how do you do that practically? I mean, I know stories of rescue dogs where the phrase is often used, neurotic, which is a little unkind, I'm sure, but clearly an emotionally upset dog that whimpers or scratches or won't be left alone or has unhelpful behaviours, and behaviours that are even self-harming to the dog itself. What's your first step here when this dog comes into your home?
Well, the thing is, you know, any dog can come with baggage or can end up having some sort of emotional baggage, and that can be a dog that you've bought as a puppy from a puppy farm or even a reputable breeder. A lot of this comes down to how that dog is raised with you. But really, I think if you are willing to take a dog home with you that has emotional baggage, just give them time. I think time is something that's so undervalued in life, and acknowledging that the fact that this animal just needs you just to sit back and let them be, even just for a couple of weeks. And I write about this in my book, that when you bring that dog home from a pound or a shelter, don't go anywhere for 2 weeks with them. Don't take them to a dog park. Don't go to a cafe. Don't go to your friend's house. Right. Just get to know them and let them get to know you and their territory and what's okay, what's not okay, what's safe. Learn what's the predictable routine, what they can control, where their bed is, and basically start afresh so that they understand exactly what's going on in their lives before you start expecting anything more from them. So that's what I would do.
I'm being inundated with gorgeous pictures and texts of rescue dogs. This is from John in Geelong. Hi, Virginia. Our rescue cavalier, Chloe, had a really rough life for 6 years, but is great now. And we've got here a whole bunch of dogs. Dolly, Pickles, Gus, Fritz and Bud. That's all in one family.
Oh.
All rescue doggos. Lockie and Flower, both rescues. Lockie, a puppy. Flower was bashed and bred until she could not stand.
Oh,
both are the best fur children ever. I know those stories must be pretty upsetting for you, Laura.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I have a dog that was in a very similar situation. Elma, she's my 14-year-old Staffy Cross, and she was a breeding dog basically until she couldn't physically breed any more puppies any longer, and then was relinquished to a pound and was there for quite a long time, fraught with a whole range of different physical and emotional issues, and no one wanted her. But I met her, and she is, it's funny, you know, when you rescue particularly an older dog, there's this extraordinary gratitude that you see in these dogs. And I've had her for 6 years now, and even now she looks at me and almost as if she's saying thank you still 6 years later. But she had her ears removed because they were just so badly infected.
Oh,
she's got chronic arthritis. She can't see. She's got so many different problems. But it's incredible when you do take a rescue dog home, even if they do have emotional baggage or if they're older or if they're puppies, it really, I believe, it makes you a better person, because it gives you the opportunity to learn so much about yourself, even if you're tearing your hair out at the same time.
What if you get a dog and the problems just don't stop? What if you get a dog that's either so nervous or anxious that it snaps, that maybe it's even been rough to family members or to other people it meets? You can't stop it jumping up. You can't stop it being aggressive. What do you do?
Look, you can. You can stop behaviours that worry you, but a lot of this, I mean, dog training is really not about dogs, it's about people. And so what we really need to do is, first of all, think about what we want from our dog and what is a realistic expectation, and then manage those expectations. So if your dog is very timid and anxious, and you've had your dog for a year and they still maintain that state of mind, we really need to go, well, that's okay. You know, we kind of have these expectations that dogs are robots, that they'll integrate well into our home, that they're great companions.
Or that they'll all have the same personality.
Exactly. And they'll sort of, you know, integrate, as I said, into our family despite sort of who they are or how they feel. So we really need to think about things from their perspective a lot more. And that's what's so great about a dog with emotional baggage, is it does challenge your status quo of what a dog should be like. And, you know, if that is that, then that's okay.
I think the bottom line here seems to be time and patience.
Being consistent is so important. It's kind of like raising a child. So as long as you're reinforcing the things that you do want and consistently not reinforcing the things that you don't want, it's amazing how quickly a dog learns.
Good to meet you, Laura. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.